Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. I am your host, your spiritual and wellness coach. My website is lotuslifehealing.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, I would love to talk with you. Also, if you have any ideas on how to improve this show, if you would like to hear a certain topic, or if you have questions, feel free to send me an email to lotuslife, L-O-T-U-S-L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is connecting with your spirit guide. There is a wave of conscious awakening sweeping our planet as people of all walks of life tune in to this higher vibration of thought, experience, and beingness. If you're looking to connect with your spirit guide, Cherise Fox will be shedding light on just how to do this. Cherise Fox is a spiritual life coach, intuitive coach, and certified Reiki master. She has earned a bachelor's degree in creative writing and psychology. Her mission is to bring about spiritual wellness, awareness and help people who are feeling stuck and unfulfilled with their lives to recognize and shift into their greatness. Cherise has been our private coaching session since 2003 and has worked with clients across the country. She currently resides in Austin, Texas. You can visit her website at cherisecoaching.com. That's S-H-E-R-I-S-E. COACHING.com. Thank you, Cherise, for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I am fantastic, Katina. And as always, thank you so much for sharing your platform. I do appreciate it, and I'm so happy to be here. It's a beautiful day in Austin, and I feel great.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming back. We have so much fun together doing these shows.
I know. And you know what? You just come up with some really wonderful topics and always my favorite things to talk about. So I think today's topic is really great. And I do because there are so many souls. There are so many people that feel alone in life, and they feel like they don't have support. And today's topic is really important. It's a great topic because, you know, it's important for everyone to know that we do have a support system, that we aren't alone. We live in a vast universe, and even though we may feel alone at times, we're never alone. Our Creator has not only given us tools within to navigate through life, and we talked about this before on another show, our intuition, but not only do we have that, we have a divine support system that resides in the spiritual realm. And we have this support, we have this system, and all we have to do is tap into it. The best way for me to describe it, I can think of a time when years ago, I worked for a major airline, and I did one job where I was a support for airport agents, and they actually had a number that they could call. So they were on the front line with the customers, and if they got stuck or if they needed guidance with a certain process or procedure, they actually had a number that they could call to get help. And so they would call, and I could help them through whatever their challenge was. So working with spirit guides is the same thing. It's like you have a help desk. You have a support system.
I love that. So with that being said, so I'm going to ask you the first question. So share with us the world of spirit. What is that? What is our spirit guide look like? Like, what is their description? What is a spirit guide? Are they angels?
Well,
are they extraterrestrials?
You know what? Great questions. Great questions. Well, you know what? And it all depends on where you are in your consciousness and what you choose to believe and what you're attracted to. But basically, the world of spirit, simply put, is vibration. And quantum physics says that everything in the universe is composed of pure consciousness vibrating at different frequencies. So basically, when we look at physical things, they only appear to be solid, when in actuality, it's really energy that's vibrating so quickly that it creates the illusion of solidity. So everything that we see, even though it appears solid to us, it's really not. And so when we speak of the world of spirit, it's the same thing. It's vibration. It's energy. And the spirit world vibrates at a different frequency than the physical world that we live in. So it's not something that can be seen with the naked eye. And basically the way you experience the spirit world is through your sixth sense. And that's how it is perceived, and that's how we translate it.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yes. And so basically, what is a spirit guide, which is another question that you have? They are spiritual beings, and they live in that space that the eye can't see. They live in the spiritual realm. And you brought up a good point. Okay, are they angels? What are they? Well, there's a difference between an angel and a spirit guide. And my understanding is that angels have never experienced a physical life. So they haven't come in physical form. They haven't incarnated in physical form. Although they can, and that could be a whole other show we could talk about. I mean, there's documented proof that people have had these experiences with angels. But from my understanding, they have never come to this earth and lived as a human being, whereas guides have had at least one incarnation. So they have lived on this earth in human form before. And so basically what they have done is they've taken on this assignment to assist us. And so the difference between an angel and a guide when it comes to assisting us, angels are they come here with us. They are basically available to us at any time, and they can intervene in our lives. Like they will show up to protect us, and I have experiences with that. Whereas with guides, they must be invited. So in order to work with your spiritual guide, you have to invite them. So they will not intervene in our lives or provide assistance unless they are invited. So that's kind of what the difference is. Now, they can often be family members that have passed on. They can have had a similar experience when they did walk the earth that is similar to whatever challenges you're facing that they have knowledge of. They're often experts in different areas. You can call upon guides if you're struggling with something that you don't understand and you need help. If it's math, if it's English, I mean, if you're in school, it's great to call on your guides for help with that. But you can pretty much call on them for anything. But again, the key is they have to be invited. We have to invite them in order for them to assist us.
Right. I'm glad you said that. I think I learned that some years ago from listening to some of Doreen Virtue's audios and on YouTube.
Okay.
How she talks about that. In order to be assisted, we do have to call on them and ask them. And they are like, ready and willing and waiting for us to act because they want to. This is what they have purposed themselves to do, is to be there to assist us. And they're doing all types of things to try to get our attention. But sometimes we ignore the signs, and it's so important to pay attention and to ask and to be open and to remember and to be reminded and to ask to be reminded, because we will be reminded. If you want to be reminded, you know, if we're busy about our day, or if we're having issues, or we're not, you know, we're not in that energy, we can easily hear them, to simply ask, please remind me. Remind me, and then tell yourself, remember to remember. Remember to remember to ask.
I love it. I love that, because we do, sometimes we forget. It's like I said, you know, oftentimes so many of us, we feel alone. You know, and we feel like when we have these challenges in life, which we will always have, there's no one that walks the earth that's not going to have a challenge. You know, we don't get to reach this place where we never experience challenges. They will always come, and it really is about how we navigate through them. And the thing of it is, we often forget that we can just call out for help. And Iyanla Van Zandt, she has this wonderful prayer that I love, and it's so simple, and it is help. Mm-hmm. Help me now. Thank you. That is her simple prayer. And I love it because, you know, we don't have to get into anything formal. There's no special invocation. Help is enough. Mm-hmm. Just that one word. You know, it opens us up. And again, we have to invite them in. So when we say help, that's inviting them in. And like you said, they are very eager. They're willing and they're waiting because that's their assignment. Just like we all have a life purpose, that is their purpose, to help us. And I think it's really wonderful that we have such divine support available to us 24 hours a day. And it's there whenever we need it. I think that is just beautiful, and it's amazing that we are so loved that we have this support system.
Absolutely. So comforting to know that that support system is there for sure. For sure.
It is.
And just like you were saying, just say the word help. There has been instances when I've done that, just help. You can't. And sometimes, I mean, I've been in situations where I had no time to say anything but help.
Yeah.
And then one time, many years ago, I was driving, and I got so close to this car, I was about to hit it, the back of the car. And I just shout out the name of Jesus. I just said, Jesus. And I'm not kidding you. I don't know what happened. The car stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Within inches of running into the back of this car.
Wow, that's amazing.
And someone was, I don't even remember who the pastor was at that time, but I had no time to explain anything. I just I'm like, I don't know what happened. I just said, Jesus. It didn't, we just got quiet.
And you know what? And see, the thing of it is, I just love it because you said Jesus. Now let's think about this. And I'm not in any way challenging religion when I say this.
Right.
This is just coming to me just now. But think of it. Jesus walked the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we saying about spirit guides? They have lived on the earth, and then they're in that spiritual realm, and we can call on them for help. So, I mean, that's a good way to look at it, too. It's the same thing. You know, it's the same thing. That help is there for us. Many of the masters, the teachers from ancient times that have passed on, we can call on their guides as well. You know, the ascended masters, they are guides as well.
The teachers.
So there's,
yes.
So it's like, it's truly, truly amazing, and it's real. I mean, there are, you can just Google it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can find, there are so many experiences that people have shared over the years that they've had when working with guides or angels. There's a lot of information out there available. And what I love about the age that we live in is that all this information is now at our fingertips. So any question that you have and you're looking for something to support it, then, I mean, you can find it. It's out there. So, yes, guides are real, and they do intervene, and they will when we call out and ask for their help. They definitely will. They're there for us.
Right. And I'm just thinking of other times when people have shared their stories with me. I have a friend of mine who told me that she was in an abusive relationship and her husband was getting ready to attack her. And she just yelled out, help, like, just help. And he was, like, getting ready to, like, jump on her. And she's clairvoyant and she's a seer. So she said she saw this huge angel come between them.
Wow.
And then the guy just stopped. He just became powerless. And this angel just came right between them. She said she's seen it plain as day. And I was just like, wow, that's amazing.
Yes. I mean, we have help. And the thing of it is, we just have to remember that we have help, because we can get overwhelmed. We can get caught up in life and its challenges. And we think that we have to figure it all out when we really don't. You know, we have been given all the tools that we need to navigate through life successfully, and we have help. It's so important to remember that, and I'm really happy that this is a subject that you're bringing to light, that we're having this conversation, just to remind those who are listening that you are not alone and that you have help and that there's no challenge that's too big. That it can't be overcome with help.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so when it comes to the types of guides, you know, we pretty much touched on that. So you have your ascended masters. You have your teachers, healers, helpers, light beings. And when I speak of light beings, I know you are familiar with the work of the teachings of Abraham Esther Hicks, that consciousness called Abraham, those are light beings. You know, we also have runners. So, say for instance, and this is the cool thing about working with spirit guides, is that everything doesn't have to be so heavy. Everything doesn't have to be so serious. When it comes to working with spirit guides, we have joy guides. They can help you feel better. But with runners, okay, say you're going to a movie and you want to make sure you get a parking space close to the theater. You can send your runners and ask them to clear that space for you. Things like that. You know, you can be playful with your guides. Just treat them like you would anyone else in your life. You know, you can put forth any request, you know, and of course you want to have the highest of intentions. We want to, and we're speaking, I'm speaking from a higher place when I'm saying this with the request. But of course, you know, you can ask for help with anything. In any area, if you lose something, you can ask them to help you find it. I ask my guys I don't even set an alarm clock. I never set an alarm clock. I ask them to wake me, and they'll wake me. I will ask them to remind me to do certain tasks, and they will remind me. So, you know, they're available to us to help us. So there's no subject too small, and there's no subject too big for them to help with. You know, it's about your life. Whatever is going on in your life and whatever it is that's important to you, they are available to assist you with. So, you know, you don't have to edit anything. It's whatever you need help with, they're there for.
Absolutely. And I like to say that they are also our spiritual life coaches. They're always coaching us.
Yes. Yes. The teacher guide. Now, yes, the teacher guide. If you call on a teacher guide, be prepared to be taught.
Yeah, the invisible life coaches, the non-physical partners.
Yes.
I mean, they'll be anything and everything they need us to be. They'll be our companion. Mm-hmm. They'll be our teacher. They'll be our business partner, our co-workers. I have some angel cards for doing virtue cards, and one of the cards in the deck, it says that we're your coworkers. We're here to assist you. So it's like that's a beautiful reminder, you know.
Yes,
and like you're saying, whatever we need them to be, they will be just that. They will be just that.
Yeah.
I've heard people say. I had a friend of mine who told me that she was going through a period where she was very lonely, and she was trying to reach out to people. And this one particular day, she couldn't. Nobody was available for her. And she said she had nowhere to turn. Mm-hmm. She was going home to sleep and just said, "Lord, please rock me to sleep. Just please be here with me." And she said she felt the presence. Mm-hmm. Something came and hugged her and lay down with her and cuddled her. So there's so many
that's
things.
That's
you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful because we have assistance if we will only ask. And, you know, how many times have you heard ask and you shall receive? How many times have you heard that? And it's really true. And oftentimes we can struggle in life because we forget to ask. And I even have my moments where I have a challenge and I'm just like wrecking my brain trying to figure it out. And I have to remind myself, okay, I have help.
Absolutely. And it's about letting go, yeah. And remembering and letting go. We were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
And
to
be open and to allow. And, you know, earlier this morning I was having some personal things going on, and I was just like, I need some humor. So I walked downstairs I saw my dad, and he said something really funny. It just like made me laugh, and I just went right into the vortex. That fast. It was like a 1 minute. 1 minute. So I was I'm like, I need some humor. Let me take my mind off this thing. And sure enough,
well, you know,
showed up. I didn't have to Google it, because I didn't have time to Google it. My mind went there. I'm like, I need something to show up right now. I'm like, I need some humor. And there it was.
And you know, and that is a wonderful thing about spirit guides and the world of spirit, is that all we have to do is ask, and boom, it's right there. It's right there.
Right.
And so now I'll talk a little bit about how we communicate them with them. And we actually have kind of covered that already. If for anyone out there that's really interested in connecting with their spirit guides, the first thing that I would say to do is to feed and nurture your own spirit. Because they are so connected to you and your spirit. And when you tune into what your spirit loves, like for me, my spirit loves to dance, and my spirit loves humor, and my spirit loves music. And so when I do those things, when I listen to music, when I dance and allow myself to be free and my body to just move, I connect with my spirit guides when I do that. And so it's like it raises my vibration, because what happens is they have to lower their vibration to reach us, and we have to raise our vibration to reach them. So it's kind of like we find this common ground. And so the best way to start your communication, to begin that, to connect with them, is to raise your vibration. And so when you nurture your spirit, when you do things that feed your spirit, and you will know what feeds your spirit, because it'll resonate. It will just feel right. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel alive. You'll feel vibrant. Mm. Those things that bring that feeling to you, when you get into that space, that's when you can open up to mm-hmm. actually start your communication with your guides and ask them. Just mm-hmm. like we're talking about, you have to invite them in. When you're ready to communicate with your guides, ask them. Mm-hmm. Ask them right. to show you how. Ask them what is the best way. They can come to you in your dreams. They can yes. give you signs yes. along the way.
Yes.
They will reach you. Believe me, they want to. They will work really hard to connect with you. And mm-hmm. your job is to open yourself up to connect with them. So open yourself up to be able to receive the messages that they're sharing. And the way to do that is to lift your vibration. And then yep. you can connect. Another way is through writing. You can write it. Mm-hmm. You can write a question. If you have a question, you can write a question down. And then you can sit and you can wait. And then you can mm-hmm. allow the answer to flow through. And they'll give you the answer. You know, there's so many different ways to reach them. And it really is simple. Just having a desire within your heart to connect mm-hmm. with them is enough. That mm-hmm. is enough, and they will help you connect with them. They will show you what it is that they need to connect with you. They will guide you in that. So it's not a complicated process. It's really, really right. simple. And right. it's really about getting in touch with your sixth sense, your intuitive mm-hmm. side. And yeah. and when you open that up, then you're able to connect with your guides that way. And it takes some practice, but it yeah. is possible. And along the way, and you know what, the biggest thing too is to release your expectation of how you think they should show up, what you think right. they should look like, what their name is. Don't get attached to any of that. They will guide you all the way. And you don't have to, it's like you have to relax into it. The more you can relax into it and just let go of how it should happen, it will happen in the most beautiful and amazing way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, like we were saying before, they help with everything. They help us with abundance. They help us pay our bills. They help us to come up with creative ideas, to increase our income.
They do. They do.
It's really infinite.
They want the best.
It's really, really infinite, the things that they help us with. So there's no limit. I mean, they help us to feel comfort, like I was saying earlier, my girlfriend with mm-hmm. feeling lonely. And instead of mm-hmm. rushing out and looking for a mate, if you desire a mate, just relax. Just relax, and that mate will come when it's time for them to come, for him
right.
he or she to come. You just rest and work on your life's purpose, whatever God is giving you to do, your mission, and just focus
right.
on that, you know.
Right.
And so we have 2 minutes left. Are there any last tips that you wanted to share working with our guides?
Yes, I have one, and this is really important, and it ties into what I said about raising your vibration, is that you want to invite only the highest support into your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Only the highest. You want the highest level guides. You want the highest of support. And so you don't want to open yourself up to the spiritual realm if you're not in a good place. So
right.
that's really important. So you want to, you can ask them to raise your vibration and they will do that for you. And so that's just really important. So it's look to joy, look for ways to feel good and then open yourself up to the spiritual realm. So you would want to stay away from alcohol or drugs or things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
You want to be yeah. clear. Yes. When
you
want to
be clean and clear.
Exactly.
Clean.
Exactly.
Clean intentions, clean body, mind.
Right.
Spirit.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
what you want to do.
Then again, if you are in that space, you just call out for help because they are always available. They're always around us. And I'm somewhat clairvoyant. I mean, I see flashes of light. I just saw a flash of light a minute ago. They're always present. Just know that. Just know that. And angel, just like you know God is real, God is a presence. God is an energy. The same thing with our guides. It's a feeling. Yes. It's an energy. You just know that they exist. They're there. They're always there. So
absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you want to connect with Charisse, Charisse, did you want to share your information, how to reach you?
Absolutely. So you can reach out to me if you're feeling stuck and you need a little help, you're looking for a breakthrough, you want a shift. You can reach me at SheRiseCoaching.com. You can follow me on Twitter at IamCharisse. You can send an email to me, TheShifter@SheRiseCoaching.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.